This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for June 6, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bethanelli. One of the best new uses for podcasting has been the return of original audio plays, like the old-time radio theaters of our grandparents' time. If you're a comic book or superhero fan, one of the best of those right now might be the Marvel Wolverine The Long Night podcast. This ongoing series, available from Stitcher Premium, is a murder mystery, where Wolverine of the X-Men is a prime suspect. Richard Armitage, who you might know as Thorin from the Hobbit movies, gives his voice to Wolverine in this version, so check it out. SpaceX had announced in 2017 that it would fly two space tourists around the moon in its new Dragon spacecraft by the end of 2018. Well, the best laid plans of mice and men. Now SpaceX is saying it might be mid-2019 or even later before the unnamed tourists, who've already made their deposits, will get to fly. The Dragon is already in use as an unmanned ship flying cargo to the International Space Station, but a crewed version, mainly set to ferry astronauts for NASA, won't begin testing until late 2018. The other half of the moon mission, the Falcon Heavy rocket, however, is ready to go, having launched Elon Musk's Tesla Roadster into space earlier this year. Is Star Trek's Captain Picard, Patrick Stewart, going to be involved in some way with the new Star Trek Discovery? Answering a reporter's question about whether he's seen the new series, Stewart said he hasn't, but added cryptically, "No, but I may have good cause to look at it very soon." What could that mean? Will he be getting a role? Although, of course, not Picard, since he's not even born yet during the Discovery time period, unless time travel. Or another role? Or behind the camera, like his castmate, Jonathan Frakes, who's directing some episodes? What would you like to see? Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson has a new mega movie coming, and its first official trailer was just released. Mortal Engines takes place thousands of years from now, when cities have been mounted on giant wheels and engines and roam the world seeking to devour smaller cities. Jackson developed the book series into a script along with his Lord of the Rings and Hobbit writing partners Fran Walsh and Philippa Boyens, and another longtime collaborator Christian Rivers is directing. Hugo Weaving, who played Elrond in Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit, stars as the movie's antagonist. The movie's due out in December, but check out the trailer for now. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Don Bethanelli.